Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's June 20th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how are you doing this week?
Probably not as good as I usually do, but I had a rough day, but it's fine. We were talking minis. It's always better.
Well, we'll try to power through this so you can get some rest, because I know you're a bit under the weather. And so is the rest of your family. So let's not drag this on. So let's jump right into this. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up, and this is actually something I've seen floating around for the last couple of days, Mirko Fade.
So this is a bust, a pretty a sizable one at 1/10 scale, of a fawn lady, maybe?
Yeah, I thought fawns were all male, but it's a chick with antlers.
Yeah, a deer lady.
It's just a very lovely miniature. We'll call it that. A very lovely bust. Yeah. So it's a female fawn. I don't know what those are called, but that's what it is. She does look really good. The details are fantastic, and she's holding is it like a butterfly on her hand?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what it was from the concept art. Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's a butterfly. I see the angle now. It is a gorgeous piece. And it, I don't know
it's what not over-detailed, so it's a well, really good piece to work on a pretty smooth area and flesh tones. Yeah.
It's a natural piece, right? So there's only so many details you could really put on it. She's got a little leather crop top and she has some nice hair to work on. What's the price point on it? I haven't seen.
$58.
So $58. Yeah. Plus $12 shipping worldwide. So $70 US. So it's not inexpensive. That puts it in that $100 price range.
Yeah, it's a limited edition piece. There's only 100 cast. And it's on pre-order, so they will be shipping only at the end of July.
Yeah. And the first 30 pre-orders get a large limited edition art card, which is cool. All right. So, what's next in line? Privateer Press has some new releases. What are they up to?
So, the retribution of Sarah got their comic book, and with it, they got a lot of new models. And some of my favorite Sarah models, I think ever, are the Resovas, the... like regular Nis that joined the retribution, and they have their leader now, the one of their solo, which is called Aelid Vir, Blade of Nisor. They look a bit like the Legionnaires.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Not blighted.
Yeah, so it's clean not versions. Blighted, yeah.
And there's a full unit of those too available. They might not be releasing this. This week, I'm not too sure, but I really like the look of them and that character especially. So, really nice piece. And there's a lot of more stuff. The new command books are getting a lot of units.
Oh, there's a new. There's the full version of Alara too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, what I'd heard is that the new units look fantastic, but apparently they're lackluster in terms of game performance stat wise.
I've seen middling maybe. Some of them are supposed to be really good. They're not over the top, but they most of them have a place.
Well, that's good.
For Syrah, for Retribution.
Well, yeah,
I'm not too sure about the other factions and other command book.
Okay. I'd heard some not so great reviews on them, so it's nice to hear maybe after initial release. Because they've been at shows and stuff where people have been... They've been in War Room for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people have been talking about them. So it's good to see that maybe they found a place after further examination. All right. Next up, Seamon, Dark Age June releases.
So two new releases. The Dragor Urdcast box set. So it's a box with three Urdcast members. They're really the big size guys. So three different characters, Quake, Pillar, and Fisher. and they all have different abilities. And the other box is for the Forsaken. It's Ajax of Might. So this is kind of a power armor. So you can either field it as a Saint Isaac in the power armor or as a automaton.
Oh, nice. It's funny. I just noticed that there's a video intro for the box release. And it stars Brian Steele.
Yes.
Who we've had on the show. So.
Yeah, he's back at Cool Mini now. So.
Yeah, he's back working on Dark Age, which he loved. So that made him quite happy to get that that job. All right. What is next? Fantasy Flight Games, new Rune Wars releases.
So there are four releases, but two of those are just boxes of stuff available in the original box set.
Mm-hmm.
That are releasing solo now, but there are also two new characters, one for the human, the Dark Ones, if I remember correctly, and the other for the Undead faction. Waycars. So the,
oh, that's cute. The, there's like a mounted and unmounted version.
Yeah, for each. So you can get the either the on foot or mounted, and with rules adapting for each version. And the human one is Lord Autorns, which is a meaty character. Mm-hmm. And the other one is a necromancer for the undead.
Nice. We really got to get around to playing that game.
Yeah, you have the box.
I have two of the boxes.
Yeah. We should try it. But for your key, cut it.
Yeah.
Grass under its leg. Is it that the upper expression? I'm not too sure.
Cut its legs out from under it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cut its legs out from under it. Yeah. 40k. Mm. Okay. Preview of things to come. What do we got next? Mantic Games. New Kings of War characters.
So those are a bunch of characters for different factions. They are all pretty affordable at £8 each. So for a specific character for each faction, it's not too bad. They are also resin. They're not the the plastic ones. So you get... five of those. So,
and they're pretty cool. Nice sculpts.
Yeah, I like the Lizardman one, the first one in the list, and also the one that's called Jarvis. Looks like a desert dweller.
Yep, I was gonna say very Arabian Nights.
Yeah,
you know we don't hear a lot from Mantic anymore, eh? I mean, they're still releasing stuff. They're still doing their thing, but they haven't been as outspoken, I'd say, in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm. Or we just filter them out more because there's so much stuff raising for them. I think we just got used to them being there. That
it could be.
We don't see it anymore.
And maybe it's also that, you know, there's just no presence in our meta that doesn't help either.
Yes. So that's for sure.
You know, and they're not like boutique minis. No one buys the minis just to paint, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one playing in our meta, so I guess it just doesn't come up very often. But yeah, really nice figs.
Yeah, that most recent batch, the five characters, they could be used in other games as proxies for characters or stuff like that. Those look cool.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, trying not to hiccup into the mic. Next in line, Cyborg, Dwarf Wizard.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm going to take a look at this figure because I haven't had a chance to see these yet.
We don't see Dwarf Wizard often, so this one looks cool.
Well, they're kind of...
It could be called a wizard, but it could also be called a judge, maybe, or a lawyer.
Yeah.
Coming with the big staff and the book, the giant book, so...
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because traditionally, dwarves are anti-magical, mm-hmm. or anti-traditional magic, right? In the D&D. So it's an interesting model. And of course, it's typical Cyborg, super detailed.
Yeah.
You know, nice resin piece. Very nice looking model. Same as we'd come to expect. Actually, I forgot to check. What's the price point on it?
Euro and a half.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's cheaper than the Mantic stuff for a lot better casting quality.
Well, you can't say anything about the casting quality.
No, not the casting quality, but the...
Details. Like sculpting detail.
Level. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Next up, Ragecraft, Lord of Horror on pre-order.
This is a big character, big winged demon with a giant sword. Unprior. That's about it.
The style is kind of maybe World of Warcraft-y, kind of.
Yeah. Almost see it a bit as a Diablo.
Yeah, exactly. Like Blizzard, it's Blizzard style, yeah. I would say. It's kind of over the top looking.
A bit bigger features, big horns.
Yeah. The wings look a little strange on him, I find.
Mm-hmm.
The wings look like the right size, but the structure to the wings looks bigger. Now, this probably makes it more anatomically correct, in the sense that if it's trying to support the body that size, it probably needs to be that thick. But it looks odd compared to what we see from most miniature sculptors. And I wish there was a good zoom in so you could see a better shot of the small details on the face, because the body doesn't have a lot of small detail.
No.
So it's hard to really get an idea. I think this is just a digital render. It's up anyway, so we don't know what the actual casting's going to be like.
Yeah, when you look at the other miniatures, they only have four out and that one coming. So, and the Blizzard style is there. Like the second miniature is pretty much a rendition of the, what's Lich King?
That's kind of Lich King-y. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll give you that. That's the other thing. We don't know the size, right? It's 32 millimeter scale.
32 millimeter, yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything, right?
No, for it, yeah, that's probably a lot bigger for the demon, and they don't mention it. Yeah,
I mean, if you know, War Machine Colossals are 32 mil kind of too, scale, right?
But, yeah, but they're
four times the size of a regular model.
There's one picture with the scale in it, but the website is bad, so we cannot see what size it is really.
It's
almost 70 millimeter high.
Yeah. I wouldn't call the website bad. I mean, it's a WordPress website or whatever, but it's it's a Shopify. So
yeah, okay. The image is not clickable and it doesn't resize. So you don't because see
it's suboptimal. The lines.
Yeah.
It's suboptimal.
Yeah. Suboptimal.
We never say something is bad. We say it's suboptimal.
Yeah. Like making it clickable would be a huge boon.
Yeah. All right. Next up. Actually, we never talked about the price on that, did we? Oops.
We don't what always.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so, 30 euros right now, 28.70.
Yeah, for, on 550 the ship.
Yeah, and so 6 euros off for the pre-order.
So it's basically like free ship shipping.
In July. Yeah. It's yeah, because our shipping is 550. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I suppose it's not bad for a model that size. That's pretty much what we'd come to expect. All right. Next up, Black Scorpion miniatures. Halfling fantasy football team. Well, this just screams Antoine.
Yeah, they look a lot better than the Blood Bowl halfling team I have.
Well, that's not hard. That halfling team you have was sculpted in the 80s, so...
Yeah, yeah. And there were only like four or five models, so I had to... Customize all the rest of them to have a fillable team with not all the same model in it. So
these guys those are cool look looking.
A lot better. So what we linked to is a special package containing enough stuff to do a full team, but you can get a smaller or individual. Yeah, like you can get just four linemen or just the three men or just the base team with the 11 members in it. So. Depending on what you want, you have varying packaging available.
Yeah, this is really cool. I approve. Some very detailed, very characterful sculpts. And at 40 pounds for a whole team, can't go wrong.
Yeah.
If you want to play Halflings in Blood Bowl, that is.
That's for sure.
if you're that kind of masochist. All right. So that takes us to our crowdfunding news. And first up, M3 Studios, 28mm tabletop wargaming terrain, gothic and alien themed.
So we already mentioned M3 Studio in the past. It's a local guy, a friend of mine, who's doing his own 40k proxy terrain.
Sorry, it seems like he's a friend of everyone I know, because every friend I have on Facebook who's local has mentioned this guy's Kickstarter. My friend is running a Kickstarter.
Well, so. yeah, he's outgoing. So we've been checking a lot about his Kickstarter before before he released it. He already ran it at a bass, and it didn't fund. His funding goal was a bit too high. It changed a lot of things, and now it's already funded and going into the stretch goals.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that this train is, one, gorgeous, and two, the Kickstarter is in Canadian dollars. So for U.S. listeners, it is a bargain. Because that 30% exchange rate is really going to help them.
Yeah, and we've seen most of those pieces in person at Cassidy.
Yeah, and they're really nice.
He provided a full table for the 40K tournament. He had a bunch of stuff there, and he also provided a prize support for the big draw at the end of the event. So, custom pieces. So,
he's got a really cool giant radar dish that looks awesome. He's got some sentry guns that look amazing, and walls and tank traps.
Yeah, the line is big. You had a lot of different
bunch of small ruins. There's just a lot of nice stuff. Are these resin?
Yes.
I assume so, but just double checking.
Same casting equipment I used it for the tree trunks. I did for Gilbon, the small terrain pieces. So
yep.
Same type of material. Good for terrain.
And a bunch pretty of resistant. Terrain.
Yeah.
The tow train looks cool. Like craters. I was kind of going through the whole list. Yeah, there's a bunch of neat stuff. I think it's well worth taking a look at if you play 40K or any sci-fi game. Because some of this could even work for Infinity or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
most of it has a gothic feel, but it didn't put extra skulls on everything. To keep it neutral. Yeah.
It's gothic enough. And the entry level pledge is $27, gives you some like scatter terrain pieces, which are quite nice. You can't go wrong. Okay, so let's look at the numbers. So as you mentioned, he was looking for $750 Canadian, which is about $15 US. it's almost sad. So he's looking for $750 Canadian, he's at $2,200 Canadian with 27 days left to go. So this is fully backed already. It's only going to get better. He also is already producing these things, so the molds are ready. Shipping should be pretty quick, I would assume. I don't know what the Kickstarter says, but I can't imagine, unless it explodes and he's got, you know, 8 million back orders.
Yeah.
I imagine shipping will happen in fairly short order.
Yeah, most of the stuff is already molded, but not all. So some of it is still in the work, but a bunch of it is already... It is ready because it was ready in the previous Kickstarter. So
yeah.
Depending on what you get, you might get it pretty fast after the Kickstarter is done.
Mm-hmm. That looks good. All right. Next up, Antimatter Games, Deep Wars, Hunters of the Abyss.
So this is a Kickstarter for two things. First, the Hunter of the Abyss, which is a big submarine. Well, it's not under, that's not his name. The name is the Argonaut, which is the submarine for the Blood Reef supplement that was on Kickstarter a while back. But you also get some new characters unlocked with the Kickstarter. So a bunch for different factions. I think for all factions except the new Nereids that were in the Blood Reef supplement. Everything else is getting new models.
Cool. I clicked on the link in the doc to talk about this, and the doc links to a page that is not the actual Kickstarter.
It's their bio. Yeah, you need to cut the URL. My bad. I'll have to update it before releasing.
Well, this did not work as planned. Let me try this. Oh, look at that. Okay. So now I can talk about the model because I can actually see it. This is pretty cool. I like the kind of Jules Verne submarine look to it. That's pretty awesome.
That's their style. For the Fortune Hunters are really Victorian explorers.
Yep. And I love the deep sea like battle suits. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard good things about Deep Wars. Their models have been always nice, but I've heard good things about the game too. The theme doesn't interest me that much personally, but the tables look really cool. because you can do all these bright colors and it fits in a deep sea game.
Oh, the terrain looks fantastic on the board. You can go crazy with the wild fauna and stuff you wouldn't see. So
visually, it's an awesome game. It looks really, really cool. What's the price tag on the big boat? $100 or so, probably? Yep. $100.
Yep.
That is not bad. And $35 for a Warband starter set, 4 models. That's a pretty good value. So, let's see. Let's look at the numbers. So, they're looking for $8,000 US. They're currently at $5,700 with 18 days left to go. So, they're tracking pretty well. And if they hit their target, this Kickstarter will fund on Saturday, July 8th, 2017. Next up, Dwarven Forge, Dungeon of Doom. Doom, doom.
Doom, doom.
Handcrafted game terrain.
So, you listeners, I've probably already seen that pass. It's over $1 million in pledge already. It's not Dwarven Forge's first foray into Kickstarter.
Nope.
So this is what they already do, but more. So they sculpted a bunch of new, 150 new pieces to add to their line. And they are looking to fund the, metal molds for it. But you have access to everything they do and you can get it bare or get it painted. And one of the new pieces they did is a giant 12x12 like floor that you can do, and it lets you add levels.
Sorry, I'm chuckling because I was reading the little blurb about the steel molds and how the Dungeon of Doom is crafted in genuine dwarvenite.
Yeah,
trademark
the name for the reason. It can be thrown at walls and it won't even chip. It's super sturdy.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's crazy dense. And the detail levels on their stuff is amazing. They make some really, really killer stuff.
Yeah. And they do some pretty exciting stuff, like the translucent ice effects and fire effects.
Yeah, the flame traps, the big gouts of fire coming out of the walls and stuff. And like there's a lot of really, really neat things from them. I always enjoy looking at their table at the cons I go to.
Mm-hmm. They always make giant displays. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And the product isn't cheap, but it's really high quality and you can get it pre-painted or not, I believe.
Yep.
So a lot of options there. All right. So like you said, they were looking for $100,000. They're at 1.2 million on their way to 1.3. There's 21 days left to go. Safe to say this project is going to fund. It'll end on July 11th, 2017. And last this week, Iron Golems, Fantasy Football Wood Elf Team.
So we mentioned Tree Men for Blood Bowl. This is also another team with a Tree Men, but instead of having chubby offling, you get sleek Wood Elves. Different style. The trim is a lot more trunky, I would say, instead of shrubbery.
Yeah, the treatment makes me think of something, and I can't quite place it. You know, he looks almost like he's made of like stovepipes.
Almost, yeah,
that's right. Because he's got
without painting. Yeah,
he's very rigid looking in a lot of ways, which makes sense, right? It's a tree man. Kind of a cross between the Tin Man and Treebeard from.
yeah, that's a good mix.
Yeah. But he's huge, 85 millimeter tall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a big piece. And the size fits, he looks playable, which a lot of Treemans don't.
Well, that's the thing. I think that the pose and the way it's sculpted is also to try to keep him contained on his base, so he's not all over the place.
Yep, for sure.
Since, games that require models to fit inside squares, it's problematic when they don't.
Mm-hmm. The rest of the team looks good. They are not at the same level of details that you see from a Black Scorpion.
No.
But I think it's voluntary. They're a nature-based team. They're pretty slick. And they ask simple. For war paints.
Yeah.
They beg for war paints. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they're looking for 4,000 euros. They are currently at 10,428 euros. So completely funded with 14 days left to go. So, barring something unforeseen, this Kickstarter will fully fund on July 4th, 2017. And that's a wrap for this week, Antoine. So you should go to bed.
I will. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.